As August winds down, the local cultural scene, it seems, is bursting with opportunities this weekend for music and performances. This is Lisa Berry, and whether it's Peter Sparling dancing at Riverside Arts Center Saturday afternoon in Ypsilanti, or George Bedard on stage Saturday night at the Arc in Ann Arbor, there's a lot going on, including something relatively new. It's called the Third Place Music Fest, and joining us now is one of the co-directors, Wesley Hornpetrie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with what you mean by third place for those who might not be familiar with exactly what that means.
Absolutely. It's often confusing to people. So it's actually inspired by a sociology term, the third place. And the idea is that people have their first place being their home and their second place being their work or school or something like that. But communities are richer and people have richer lives by having what we call third places, which is something outside of that. It could be a tea house, a distilling company, a coffee shop, a meadery, things like that. Places where people can gather and it's radically accessible and you're going to see new people and old people and it's just your home away from home.
And that's exactly what you're doing with the Third Place Music Fest. You're having different performers in different locations around the Ann Arbor area?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's not your traditional festival where there's one stage and it's a stream of people on the same stage, but it's you can think of it as a cute traveling festival. We have nine different local third places, nine different venues, and nine concerts across a four-day period.
Can you tell us some of the places and performers?
We're super excited about the variety. This is really just a phenomenal representation of the arts community in southeastern Michigan. Some places include Vertex Coffee Roasters. We'll kick off the festival with the Asar Cohen Project. We also have a woodwind quintet, Pure Winds. So we have some folk and classical music. Other venues include Bloom Mead Works, Argus Farm Stop on Liberty, Bandimere Park. We'll have a sound installation piece at the dock of Bandimere Park. We're going to have folk, experimental, jazz, classical, performance art, and much, much more.
And this is featuring all Ann Arbor area or local musicians.
Yeah, a lot of Detroit artists, Ypsilanti artists, Ann Arbor artists, and Michigan local grassroots art is happening.
And I know you have a group of principals that you founded this on. Can you tell us about those?
You don't really stumble upon classical music concerts that easily or concerts that easily. And so we wanted to intersect the power of the third place with local arts because, you know, you can live in a place for 15 years and have never heard of this just amazing artist that could totally change your way of thinking or completely resonate with you. And so we wanted to really just bring a ton of different communities together through this festival.
And unfortunately, we're still in a pandemic, and unfortunately, cases are moving in the wrong direction. So will these be inside or outside, or will you have COVID safety protocols?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up. So our venues are about half indoor, half outdoor. We do have rain plans for all of the outdoor concerts, so there is a possibility that every concert could be indoors. Masks are required for every single attendee. And we'll have extras, don't worry. And that will be very enforced. And there may be maskless performers just when they're on stage, but they are all vaccinated. If you see someone unmasked, they're vaccinated just while they're on stage. But hopefully we'll have a lot of outdoor concerts and there will be a capacity as well.
Who are you targeting? Who are you hoping attends these third place music festival events?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. Wow. Everyone, anyone who wants something to do on a Wednesday or Thursday night, it's supposed to enrich anyone's life, you know, something to do, meet someone new, see a new artist. It's really anyone who's interested in doing something new and fun and who would want to meet a new friend.
Is there a cost to attend?
Yes. So speaking of accessibility, we run on a kind of a sliding scale. So you can pay. You can show up at the door of any of our nine concerts and pay either $3, $5, or $10 for admission, whatever price, you know, works for your lifestyle. You can also go to our website and get a festival pass, and there's definitely value in doing that. And that's also a sliding scale for either 20, 40, or 70. And you can have admission to all of the 9 concerts with a festival pass, whatever price works for you.
Again, the Third Place Music Fest runs through Saturday in the Ann Arbor area this weekend. And one last chance to suggest why people might want to attend.
We've been in a really strange place the last year and a half or so. We're hoping to provide a welcoming space for people to create community again, because I can only speak for myself when I say I really need it. So we're hoping to provide that for others safely.
We'll put a link to all the events and concerts so people can see when and where they are. Wesley Horn-Petrie, co-director of Third Place Music Fest, thanks so much for sharing all this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Love NPR. Thanks so much.